And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Federal prosecutors say former U.S. President Donald Trump engaged in criminal activity in a quest to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election. At the center is the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, shortly after Tuesday's indictment was unsealed, said the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building was fueled by lies.
Targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
The campaign of Trump said in a statement, he has always followed the law and the Constitution. Trump is scheduled to appear before a federal magistrate on Thursday. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer Jack Rice spoke with VOA's International Edition about how special counsel Jack Smith approached the Trump indictments.
If we think about how Jack Smith has approached this in general, he's approaching this conservatively. The idea of, can you make the direct connection between what President Trump did on January 6th and go directly to those net results on the steps of the Capitol? And that takes a couple of jumps. Whereas what we're talking about here is an indictment, four counts, by the way, talking about a couple of counts of obstruction, witness tampering, some more, that it's designed to say he himself did this thing. It's as if he were standing on the steps of the Capitol and he had done that. He would have been charged then. In this case, he's saying it's not steps away. It's actually him doing what he did.
Trump has dismissed the indictment, comparing it to actions taken by Nazi Germany, and once again accused U.S. President Joe Biden's administration of weaponizing the U.S. Justice Department to interfere with the 2024 presidential election. This is VOA News. Foreign nationals are evacuating the West African nation of Niger following a military coup last week as regional tensions rise. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The French military is using a third plane expected to depart the capital as defense chiefs from West Africa's regional bloc are set to meet to discuss last week's coup against the government's democratically elected president. The 15-nation regional bloc ECOWAS has threatened to use force to put down the coup in Niger. The UN Special Envoy for West Africa and the Sahel region has told a virtual briefing that different member states are preparing themselves to use force if necessary. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain has approved the construction of the country's first large-scale lithium refinery to produce badly needed materials for electric car batteries. The project, run by the startup company Green Lithium, will also be one of the first and largest in Europe. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Lithium, an essential component of electric car batteries, could soon be refined in the UK. The project, run by Green Lithium, claims to have the potential to power the electric revolution and reduce the dependence UK and European car makers have on China and East Asia, where 89% of the world's lithium is currently refined. Green Lithium says it plans to use low-energy processes, renewable electricity, hydrogen gas and carbon capture technology. It claims by doing so, its plant will have an 80% lower carbon footprint than traditional refineries.
That's Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reporting. China's capital has recorded its heaviest rainfall in at least 140 years over the past few days. The Beijing Meteorological Bureau says the city recorded more than 74 centimeters of rain between Saturday and Wednesday morning. Chinese authorities said the torrential rains around Beijing had destroyed roads, knocked out power, and caused at least 21 deaths and left 26 people missing. In the U.S., the Mega Millions jackpot has now climbed to $1.25 billion. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
There was no winning ticket in Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing, so the jackpot has now risen to $1.25 billion, one of the largest jackpots in U.S. history. The winning numbers drawn Tuesday were 8, 24, 30, 45, 61, and the yellow ball, 12. The odds of winning the huge jackpot, 1 in 302.6 million. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.